Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live, the radio show that the government just can't get rid of. We are a live call-in radio program where you can take control and talk about anything that's on your mind. You can talk about what we're talking about, stuff we've talked about in the past, or anything you want. You can change the subject. It's totally up to you. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself. I am your host, the Dr. Reverend... Wait, no, I got that wrong. Wait, how do I start it? The Lord, Dr. Reverend, Captain Kickass? Something along those lines. They call me the Captain. In the studio with me, it's
Matt. And Oprah Gruppenfuhrer Tyler, just because I feel like I need a complicated title, too.
Well, you get one, so it's no charge. You can supersize it at any time.
Our listeners in Germany might know what that means.
Boy, do we have a show in store for you. We have to, of course. The first thing we have to talk about is Mr. Ian Freeman, one of the Crypto Six, had his... third bail hearing today?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Isn't that a little weird? Three of them?
Yeah, he had to have three of them. It is very weird. What's even more weird is that the man has been in jail for over 2 months. Some folks are like, yeah, it's been almost two. No, it's been over 2 months because he was arrested on March 16th, April 16th, May 16th, 17th, 18th. So 2 months and 4 days.
Yeah. Oh, it's more than 2 months.
Yeah. Without any conviction, of course.
Right.
So, I don't know how that's even possible in the land of the fee, in the home of the slave.
For the first time ever, there is something mean about Ian. His beard.
He has grown the prison beard, even though it's not really prison that he's in. It's purgatory sort of jail, because he hasn't been convicted of anything. They can't send him to actual prison, so they have to keep him in, I guess it's a county jail, right?
I think so, yeah. I don't know. A government holdings pen for government cattle.
Either way, it ain't fun. He said his freedom's restricted without anything, you know, being convicted. And of course, the bureaucracy delays any kind of progress with regards to any sort of bail as much as they possibly can. So it has been an uphill battle for him. Fortunately, he does have an attorney who I think is doing an adequate job.
He really seems fantastic. Yeah. I talked to him today, actually, and he does seem like he's really about it and doing a great job and pushing forward. If I were in Ian's shoes, I'd be pretty happy with what I got.
Yeah, not to mention, he's fighting an uphill battle. These guys do not want to let Ian out.
No, and it has nothing. From what I've seen, after the search of this house, our house, it was really shoddily done. And to me, that says they weren't really looking too deeply for anything. They wanted a couple specific things, but they didn't really go through everything. I've seen the aftermath of busts before, and they go through everything with a fine-tooth comb. This was not that. I mean, it seems like there was nothing left to find, of course, but I mean, I expected a way bigger mess.
Yeah, I could see that.
And to me, that says this was more of a political hit.
Could have been. I mean, that makes sense.
Or a threat against cryptocurrency people,
right,
or something.
And that's the other thing I think about is just the idea that, you know, the top down, the people at the top probably know what their motives are, but they're not telling these guys on the ground what it
is.
Right. It's just like, hey, do this thing that we told you to do. And they're like, okay, these guys are bad. We're going to go get the bad guys. And they don't really think about it. You know, because if they did, I mean, that's what is so confusing about this whole situation. It's like, why won't they let him out on bail? Ian's the least dangerous person that I know
in the world.
But he's a dangerous, sophisticated cyber criminal.
He's literally a monk.
It's too. He's literally a monk.
Like, it's a, you know, I find it hilarious when at some point afternoon he changes from a house coat into an actual T-shirt and a pair of pants. You know, it's like, hey, Ian's up. All right.
Yeah, he is a peaceful individual, and anybody that has spent any time around him at all would say the same thing. He never condones violence in any way, shape, or form. He does subscribe to the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, just the opposite. He said he condones absolute peace as often as he possibly can. I mean, he's the minister of a peace church,
and that's the direction that this show comes from. Right? We talk about things from the perspective of peace, prosperity, you know, all these kinds of things, and freedom, of course. Freedom being the most important part. I've been hearing or seeing or possibly both, likely, from just the general public that when I was growing up, America was, you know, always referred to as the land of the free, freedom, liberty, right, all these kinds of things. These were the staples of what America was supposed to represent. And what I'm getting now is not that.
Not even close.
It's present company excluded, of course, but the general public, you know, folks on social media, that kind of thing, nobody seems to really even, and I don't mean nobody, but like the majority of normies, regular folks, they don't even give freedom a consideration when thinking about politics or how their lives should be run or, you know, anything like, you know, there's no tolerance for differences of opinion and lifestyle and that type of a thing. And like, people don't want to live in a house next to somebody who's a little more eccentric than they are.
Right.
Whereas, I think that would be awesome.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, if I have, like, a plain-looking suburban house and somebody comes in and, you know, I don't know, puts a, you know, a castle-like turret on their house and paints it purple.
Dude, I'd be friends with them so
fast.
You know,
I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Some originality, some uniqueness.
Absolutely.
You know, like, spice up the neighborhood a little bit, you know. That I welcome.
Right. I would love if one of my neighbors was, like, a full-blown tanky communist and the other one was, like, a goose-steppy Nazi. And, like, they argued in my front lawn all the time.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah. I'd sell lemonade by the side of the road. Like, come watch the Nazi and the commie get it up.
You're having barbecues in the backyard, inviting them both over. Yeah, bring the family. It'll be fun.
I'm just a capitalist in the middle selling barbecue chicken to onlookers.
So
the FBI hated that comment. They hate capitalists, by the way.
Yeah, you better not be selling that chicken without a license.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to have your chicken barbecue license before you can peddle any of that, pal. They got to make sure they get their cut. What? You're doing and you didn't ask our permission?
Has the state sanitation committee been by yet?
Have we gotten our cut yet?
Yeah, that's what they want. That's really what they want.
So Ian Freeman had this, we'll call it a hearing. It's the third one. Of course, the government blames it on Corona. They had to have it over Zoom, which, if you don't know what Zoom is, it's an online conferencing service that lets you do video conferencing with many people. I didn't get a count. Did either of you look at how many?
I didn't even look.
There were a bunch of people. We actually didn't get notice of the link to said meeting until today. The first time it popped up was probably about 5 hours before, you know, 2 o'clock. So you do the math. It popped up, and then all of a sudden everybody started spreading it, you know, within the Liberty community. Anyway, emails and text messages and stuff like that. So word got out pretty quick, and those people who knew it was coming up already cleared their calendars and were going to join and attend this thing anyway. So it was good to see most of the people who came to the first two also attended this one. One of our friends made some notes about the hearing itself, and so I'm just going to kind of go over those. Feel free to pipe in whenever you have a thought. Conditions, bond of $200,000 or both church properties with permission from the other church ministers.
I feel like that came down, didn't it? Wasn't their first idea was they wanted to say it was like a $1.4 million bail or something completely absurd. And they finally got like haggled down to
$200,000. Yeah, the attorney's basically like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, $200,000 is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's the lowest they're going, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Ian's attorney had actually offered $100,000, and the judge today was like, well, I'm going to go with the prosecution's recommendation on that.
Of course.
Because why not? He has really no logic to his decisions. But
more money is gooder.
603-283-6160. Did you participate or watch Ian's here?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join in the conversation here, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Matt,
and Tyler.
We've been talking about what appears to be the forthcoming release of Ian Freeman. I say that because the judge, during the hearing, I'm paraphrasing here, but said something like this. I'm going to give this to Officer Hess, she's part of the prosecution's team, for final review. And then, you know, if it passes her review or whatever, then, you know, I could sign it. It could be today, it could be tomorrow, before the thing is signed. But she kind of gave this Officer Hess, who, by the way, I'll say it out loud, appeared, at least the first two hearings that we had, and I couldn't really tell today, appeared to be, I don't know, man, on like Xanax or some sort of...
Is that her name? Yeah, that's her. At least that first one, she was something big.
Pilled out or something, man. And she's got these giant fake eyelashes that are like 3 miles long, and she just seems like a real C-word. If she's married or something, I really feel sorry for her family.
Oh my!
I really do. I don't understand. Man. Yeah.
Well, he got himself into it, so he can live with it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the way I look at that. Man, he's probably a peach.
I don't want to dog on anyone who works at like a post office or anything, but if you're a government employee, a lot of the time you gotta kind of wonder what got you there. You know.
Your hatred of mankind in general, or. Yeah.
So there appears to be an opportunity yet still for the prosecution to, you know, come up with some reason to delay his release even longer. It's been over 2 months already. A lot of folks were sort of jumping the gun or reacting, oh, he's getting out today. Like, no, not again. Well, he's for sure getting out tomorrow. Well, you know, okay, so, you know, it needs to pass this Officer Hess's, you know, desk, and then the judge needs to sign it, and then, you know, the attorney needs to arrange for the funds and or the property. There's paperwork that needs to be done. I would say, in my opinion, you guys tell me your opinion, that, like, we'd be lucky to see him by Monday.
I would, yeah. That's, well, I mean...
Like, if he gets out tomorrow, I'll be ecstatic, but, like, I think it's more likely he gets out on Monday than any day before that.
Well, they have a whole bunch of work to do first.
Right.
They have to... They want to... we're talking about the drugged out lady here. She is the probation officer, right?
I don't know, but her name is Karen Hess.
Yeah, I think she's the probation officer. So she's the one that's going to oversee Ian while he's out. They don't want any guns in the house.
Right.
They don't want any guns anywhere, which means I have a problem on my hands.
Right. So they're kind of...
And not only that, they want to inspect the house. They're basically going to do another search of the house.
And they're kind of violating your rights.
And they want to know where I'm taking them.
And track them.
And track them.
If and when they move said secret location that they claim will be sealed.
Yes.
Which, they're kind of violating your rights.
A lot.
To make...
Correct.
I don't understand how that's even possible. Like, I understand them saying, okay, in order, a condition of Ian's release is to have no guns in the house. And that means that anybody who has guns in the house must remove them from the house. And that also probably means that somebody's got to come in and take a look and go, yep, guns be gone. Okay, that all seems fine. But you are not part of the case at all.
Correct.
In any way, shape, or form.
Correct.
You're not a witness. You're not a defendant. You're literally the roommate of
the
guy.
That lived in the house that got caught in the crossfire.
Right.
Yep. It literally almost, because they pointed the M16 at me first.
Yeah. And so now they not only want you to move your property, right, which I can kind of see, right, but they want to track your property as well, which is a violation of your rights.
Bad.
And I don't understand how that's
possible. But they're going to hold me hostage if I don't comply.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense to me if if Ian was in a position where he was going to, like, use guns in, like, armed resistance, why didn't he do it during the raid?
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, like you were saying earlier about people and how Americans just don't seem to care about freedom anymore. Everything the government does when they encroach on your freedoms is in the name of safety. It's like, well, we have to make sure that everything, you know, we can't be too careful. And in this situation, the fact that he's not out on bail already doesn't make sense. But then the fact that they have all of these stop gaps and, like, barriers to him getting out, it's just, it's puzzling.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not really puzzling. It's not puzzling at all. They're control freaks. That's their job.
That's what it is.
Yeah, they were born and raised control freaks. They grew up to be control freaks, and they are going to control freak as hard as they possibly can. It's the only value they have in their lives.
Makes them feel big.
Yeah, some of them don't deal with it well, and they get bad drug problems and stuff and show up to court on tons of Xanax.
You know, I don't think I've ever said these words before, but I'm about to say it to you. I appreciate your compliance in this matter.
I
never appreciate anybody's compliance with, like, government mandates and this kind of a thing. So.
My biggest problem with it is I carry every day.
Yeah.
I can't live here
right.
and have my carry piece
right.
with me that is literally lives on me. It's a part of my body.
Which you completely have the right to have
uh-huh.
and do,
uh-huh.
particularly here in New Hampshire.
Correct. It is just a good idea across the board.
Yeah, I mean, which is one of the things that makes New Hampshire cool is that, you know, you're not required to get a permit to conceal carry and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. It is one of the freest states in that regard as far as arming yourself. So
more machine guns per capita than any
other state. Realistically, they're asking you to either A, move out, B, remain unarmed all the time, or C, you have to, like, I don't know, go somewhere and pick up your gun when you want to, like, go somewhere else, yeah. and that has to be your first and last stop every day.
Yes. And D, let them know when his, we'll call it gun cabinet, moves.
Jeez.
Right? They want to know where it is and then want it to be tracked. Should it move?
That part makes zero sense to me.
Oh,
like, he has nothing to do with it. I mean, if Ian...
Well, we're going
to
comply with this.
Hypothetically, it's like, if Ian wanted to get a gun, it doesn't have to be one of Matt's guns.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you know what? In fact, there's a lot of people have been doing this for the gun buybacks, the buybacks, you know, where apparently the police paid for the guns in the first place and then gave them to another buying them back from, I don't know. But what people are doing is they're going to Home Depot, they're getting some one-inch pipe.
Yep.
Half-inch pipe, and they're putting 12-gauge slugs in it and setting off the primer with a nail, and there you go. So they're making these, it costs like $12 to make one of those, and they're turning to make gun buybacks, getting $200 back for each one of them.
Perfect.
So, I mean, if anybody really wanted to do that, that's what they would do.
Coming up, we'll talk to a caller who wants to discuss the state of the freedom movement, where he's from, and we'll talk more about that, as well as more about the status of Ian Freeman and his bail hearing, and when we will see him again. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas is beginning as Israel's cabinet approved of that ceasefire agreement. The cabinet voting to accept an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire that will be bilateral and without any conditions. Regarding the ceasefire agreement, President Biden saying,
I believe the Palestinians and Israelis equally deserve to live safely and securely and to enjoy equal measures of freedom, prosperity, and democracy. My administration will continue our quiet, relentless diplomacy toward that end. I believe we have a genuine opportunity to make progress, and I'm committed to working for it.
The Fed Reserve announcing they may produce their own digital currency. The Fed saying a research paper on the topic will come out this summer. USA Radio News. At least 20,000 people are lining up to buy Ford's new electric F-150 pickup. CEO Jim Farley telling CNBC that's how many reservations they got after revealing the new F-150 Lightning Wednesday night. President Biden did take one out for a spin on Tuesday. Five Oregon counties vote to quit Oregon and join Idaho.
A number of counties in Oregon have voted to try to secede from their state and join Idaho. The five rural counties all approved separate measures on Tuesday to require county officials to promote a move to Idaho. The five counties lie east of the Cascade Mountains, with two on the current border with Idaho. A local conservative group that backed the measures says the voters of those counties sent a clear message that they no longer wanted to be under the auspices of a Democrat-controlled state government. Changes to a state's borders would require a bill to pass through that state's legislature, an agreement made between the states whose borders are being altered, and ultimately the plan needs to be ratified by Congress. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you want to get on the air, is 603-283-6160. We got a couple calls holding, and we'll get to those momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself. I'm your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Matt and Tyler.
It's not Maddie Matt tonight? It's just
only
Matt?
When Riffy Rich is here.
Okay. All right, I got you. Somebody was a captain-y captain, and I'm like, that just that just doesn't sing.
It sucks, but you have to say it.
Have to?
It's a law.
Well, all right. I like breaking those.
They passed it in the 1800s. You still have to follow it now.
No, I don't. You're not the boss of me.
You're not my dad.
You don't get to tell me what to do. We're a live call-in radio talk program called Free Talk Live, and, well, let's take some of your calls, shall we? Let's go to Thaddeus calling from Kentucky. Thaddeus, you're on the air with Free Talk Live.
Hello, folks. I'm Thaddeus Greer, a staunch believer in liberty, and I have to mention Gatewood Galbraith, who ran for governor several times. He turned me on to the liberty movement, took me to meet Ron Paul, whose hand I shook and had a conversation with. Gatewood has passed on, but his platform for governor was legalized cannabis and sue Purdue Pharma for all the ODs in eastern Kentucky. That was my first experience with the Liberty Movement in Kentucky. Now there is Hicks Cormican running for governor, Libertarian, Brad Barron running for Senate, and Frank. Frank Harris, independent for Congress, but he's a liberty guy.
You know,
and it's amazing to watch how slowly but surely the movement is actually taking hold. And it's like I asked my six-year-old niece, I said, would you rather do something good for people because you want to, or would you rather do something good for people because your mommy and daddy would get you in trouble? And she said, well, I would rather do it because I want to.
Nice.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, the mouths of babes, man.
And that's how it's supposed to be done, right? This is what parents should be teaching their kids instead of allowing the public school system to teach them obedience to authority.
Absolutely.
You know, that Gaylord Galbraith guy, I looked him up just now, and I remember him. I'm sorry to hear that he has passed. He wrote a really interesting book, didn't he?
Oh, yes. Last Free Man in America.
The Last Free Man in America. And that, back in the day, that was a very, very popular book, and I think that's something that's worth revisiting. That's a book worth owning right there.
Nice. Anything else,
yeah,
that is?
He was good friends with Willie Nelson, and Willie did some benefits for him.
That's right.
I'm a musician. I organized the Backroads tour for him in his final run for governor.
Nice.
All right. Gone too soon. That's all.
All right. Well, we appreciate the call, Thaddeus. You take care, and let us know if anything else comes up in Kentucky as far as the Liberty Movement is concerned. Thanks. That book has been mentioned repeatedly, and as soon as you said the title of it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's mm-hmm. the one.
Mm-hmm.
I've read excerpts of that book previously, possibly even here on air. I like to do quotes from, you know, time to time.
Uh-huh.
Stuff will pass
good policy.
So. Continuing on, let's go to New Hampshire, where Bitcoin Gandhi is on the line. Bitcoin Gandhi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, continuing my satyagraha on the way to the Concord Federal Building in New Hampshire to protest the attack on Free Talk Live by violating federal law.
Bless you.
Thank you for your service, Bitcoin Gandhi.
Law is not quite the right word for it. Perhaps regulation or policy is a better word, but they will arrest you for it. I intend to hand them, as you may be aware, a list of grievances at the top of it, the attack on you. And be arrested for handling the grievances.
So, why is it you believe you'll be arrested for handling the grievances? What's the law?
I may not be arrested that day. They may just issue me a citation and have me come back to court and then arrest me later when I refuse to pay the fine. But the violation is, it's called distribution of handbills. If you do it on federal property, they fine you. And if you do not pay the fine, they may have your incarcerated at that time.
Now, is that a federal law across the United States, or is that particular to New Hampshire?
Nope, it is, I believe it is across the United States. I forget the exact number of the violation.
Interesting, because I may have violated that particular thing myself at one point, just handing out like flyers for my band's show. You know, while standing on some federal property. But you are doing a replica of Gandhi's march. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that?
Yes, I've now walked halfway from Keene to Concord, and in imitation of the Mahatma, I am making the march 24 days long, as his great salt march was, sleeping in the out of doors each night and walking the entire distance with my equipment.
That's amazing.
Just incredible.
And just to let people know how true Ridley is remaining to this, I saw him on the side of the road the other day on the way back from Henniker, and I pulled over to see how he's doing. He's worried that his phone was going to die, so I just happened to have a solar-powered little thing in my car, and I gave that to him to charge his phone with, and he wanted to know if I had any food items. So I said, absolutely, I have these little tuna snacks. And he was very happy. He said, oh, wait, I cannot... He's following the vegetarianism that Gandhi followed on his march. So, Ridley, you are an absolute hero, and I want you to know that. I want all of our listeners to know what a hero this guy is. Excuse me.
Well, thank you. But I did not truly feel like a hero until today when I looked in at my news feed for the first time in some time and noticed that I had been denounced in New Hampshire's top paper.
That's fantastic. Which that paper was that, really?
That was the defining and helpful moment for this endeavor.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Good for you. Did they say why you were marching?
They really did not. They wrote an article about it and just sort of buried the headline, you know, the part that I was going to violate a federal law. They didn't want to mention that, apparently. They wanted to talk about my cultural appropriation of the Mahatma.
They didn't.
Of course, that's what they wanted to talk about.
Those filthy scoundrels.
They have fallen into my trap, for I know a great deal more about him than they do. He made some statements to the effect that, you know, one should be, you know, welcome to do anything that is peaceful. And he's one of his close lieutenants, who was still alive during the making of the 1982 movie, said that Mr. Gandhi would be enormously pleased to know that an Englishman was portraying him, which was, in fact, the case in 1982. I mean, Mr. Kingsley was mostly Anglo.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is, you know, a bunch of white people telling you that you're culturally appropriating someone. That's such BS. And it's like, Gandhi would love what you're doing. I really think
absolutely.
That.
He'd walk with you.
Yeah.
He'd follow you on this one.
Where are you going to be next, Bitcoin Gandhi?
So I am resting in Hinnaker at a Free Stater facility for a couple of days, and probably on the 22nd I would expect to resume my march toward Concord. I have been told that I should go down Highway 77 for the rest of the trip. I had planned on taking Highway 9 all the way in. But I will post updates. If you go to BitcoinGandhi.net, near the top there is a spot where I announce where I will be posting, you know, from the field. There's a link you can go to at BitcoinGandhi.net that tells you where I'll be. I'll be posting there. You know, it's basically t.me/ReadlyReport. I try to post each day where I will be the next day and at what time.
Keep going, Ridley.
Yeah, you keep that up, and we appreciate what you're doing and the support that you're showing for the Crypto 6. Thank you for the call tonight, Bitcoin Gandhi. If you want to find out more, BitcoinGandhi.net. Again, BitcoinGandhi.net for all of the updates on the adventures and this replica of the Salt March being put on by Dave Ridley. 603-283-6160 is the number.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. What day is it? Thursday?
Thursday.
Thanks for the reminder of what day it is. This is the Thursday edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in studio, it's
Matt
and Opa Gruppenfio Tyler.
That's hard to pronounce.
I want a name like that. How do I get a name like that?
Well, first, you have to be the kind of guy that titles himself. Like me and the captain here.
I didn't title myself.
Somebody gave you that name?
Yes.
Oh, well, I gave myself that name because a real man gives himself his name.
Well, you know, I know a guy who actually had an oil painting done of himself in, like, 18th century naval military regalia.
Oh, do you?
Yes. It's a guy. Oh, it's you.
Oh, wait. That was
you
me.
Did that. You
I
had
did.
That painting commissioned.
I had
commissioned.
An oil painting commissioned. Yes, I did. Hanging out.
I could see
glorious.
An oil painting of you all, like, you know,
and that's exactly
crossed,
what
and, like,
it is.
Sitting up all super straight and, like, you know, get that look in your eye.
That 1,000-yard stare.
What is that like, uniform you're wearing in that painting?
That is a
Catholic schoolgirl?
Mid-19th century admiral, a British admiral.
A British admiral.
Oh. Yep.
Wrong painting.
Yeah, it's actually really easy to do. You just go online and you can have some artist do it for a couple $100.
That's beautiful.
Oh, it's not on, like, Fiverr?
No, this was there's actually a ton of them. Turns out this is like a really popular thing. I haven't met anyone else that's done that, but I have.
Hey, real quick, because we just in the previous segment got done talking to Bitcoin Gandhi, I need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer any excuse for ignorance of this very important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com.
Still a fantastic website after all these years.
It really is. And
if you need to know about crypto and you're just starting out, that is a great place to go.
If webmasters are still a thing, theirs is top-notch.
totally.
Like, they keep up on that.
Yep.
It's never stale. It's never, like, I went to, I don't know, some website of somebody. You kind of went down the rabbit hole, and I was like, oh, and they, you know, maybe it was for a movie or something like that. And, like, the website hadn't been updated since, like, 2018. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, really? Like, is this, I guess the young people don't know what websites are these days. It's all on their apps and their social media and stuff.
Mm, right.
You know, unless
it's not on TikTok,
click on a link or something. Yeah, it's weird. But yeah, people are slacking on their website, except for at Bitcoin.com. They're great about it. We've been talking about all sorts of things, including Tyler's commissioned painting.
Ah, yes. The Admiral. That should be my nickname.
The Admiral. I have a friend of mine back in Seattle. His last name is Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
And so Captain Kickass and Admiral Kirk floating around town. We would go to this bar in a little town on the east side of Seattle called Kirkland.
Yep.
And Peter Kirk is the founder of Kirkland. And we would tell all the ladies that we met at the bar that my friend Dan was a direct descendant of Peter Kirk, and which he wasn't. He's totally right. Not even related to the guy. He's not even born in the same state or whatever, but, like, they bought it because he just bust out his ID. And, you know, how come you call him the Admiral? Because his last name is Kirk. So, anyway, yes, you could be the Admiral.
Yeah.
You could be the private. You could be the general.
Yeah, whatever you want to be.
What other ranks are there?
You know?
You're a military guy, or were.
Commander, Lieutenant Commander, Ensign. That's kind of a weird one. It's not as, that's not as, I did know a guy whose name was Ensign Benson. That was fun to say.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Ensign Benson.
I knew a Sergeant too, actually.
Oh, right. Yeah, because that can be a last name. Private Sergeant. Sergeant.
Yeah. Yep.
Rear Admiral Sergeant.
Rear Admiral.
I know. All right. We were also talking about Ian Freeman and his bail hearing today that, well, Matt, you and I got to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's nothing more gut-wrenching than watching government in action, right? Because it's, the process is dumb. It really is.
And they're grinding your friend between their gears.
Yeah. Like, all of the last, in fact, all three of these hearings, these Zoom meetings that they had, because they have to be made available to the public, like, all the judge had to do was go give me recommendations. Okay, I'm going to pick this one and that one and this one and that one and put them down. You guys agree? Okay, great. Boom. Done. Like, that's all it would have taken for it to actually be done. But no, they need to waste more than two months of a man's life gyrating through these, I don't even know, these mediocre at best meetings. I come from a corporate world in technology. I've had meetings, you know, through Zoom. I still have them. And holy cow, these guys need some classes on, like, meeting etiquette and, like, how to stick to your agenda and how to time things, you know, all this kind of thing. Because they just, blah, 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 blah. It's kind of like, I hate to say this, but kind of like us when we just sort of go on a tangent on the radio. Mm-hmm. They were just going on a tangent during this meeting about all sorts of stuff. And then the judge, he seems genuine, but he kept repeating himself over and over again about what he was trying to say.
That was out of character for him, too, from what I've seen in the past from him.
Yeah.
I've generally been impressed with the guy. I mean, he is definitely a staunch routinist, I'll say. He sticks to his routine a lot, which can be expected of government employees and bureaucrats across the board. But I have seen him today. Just seemed that he was just a little bit off today. He's a little bit different today.
You know who else rambles a lot? Is liars. People that lie tend to have to, like, over explain their stories, and that's probably the vibe I'm getting from these people, is that they need to fill their time, and they also need to avoid just talking about the real truth behind what's going on. So they just kind of, like, ramble about blah, 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 whatever they need to, you know, and just kind of make it sound more official than it really is. And
mm-hmm.
maybe you guys can fill me in on this, because I'm, like, I haven't actually had the chance to really follow the hearings, but
yeah.
Why are they going back on their initial decision to not give Ian bail? Because to me, it almost seems like like they kind of realized at some point, like, oh, shoot, maybe we should give him bail because this looks really bad and biased.
Well, Ian's attorney filed an appeal.
Of course. Yep.
And according to this judge, at least in the second meeting, which was the appeal, mm-hmm. right, the first one was the original bail hearing, and he was denied. And then the second one was the appeal, and the judge said, well, I agree with the previous decision, but because of this meeting, new evidence has come to light that now makes me believe that, you know, there can be some conditions, you know, for his potential release, and said that, you know, counsel, prosecution, and defense, I want you guys to get together and come up with the conditions, and I need you to agree on them. And if you can't agree on them, then the court will make itself available, you know, again, and I'll make the decision from there, right? And so, of course, they couldn't agree, right, because they're on different sides,
they're
if
in
you
opposition,
will.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in opposition to each other. And so then they had to have this third hearing, and, yeah, it was, I don't know. And I don't really see that more information was brought to the second hearing than was heard at the
first.
I can't
imagine.
It was kind of a rehash mm-hmm. of the first meeting. It was kind of like a do-over, you know, in that respect. And so then, yeah, the judge was like, well, okay.
Saying that was different than just saying, oh, it looks like the last person who looked this over was just an idiot.
Right.
They wouldn't say that because they're all infallible gods.
It's like you hear all the time about people that are sex offenders or have, like, committed violent crimes
in
bail.
The cop in Massachusetts who had been molesting children got bail on his first hearing.
Yeah.
But a guy who has no felonies, never held a position of authority to, you know, if you ask anybody, is all about peace and love and nonviolence.
Yeah.
This has been held for more than 2 months.
Yeah. Well, and then the other thing is that, like, they claim that Ian is a flight risk, and it's like...
Yeah, he has no connections to New Hampshire.
No. Yeah, well, not only that, but, like, his lawyer pointed out that it's like, no, he wants this. He wants to go toe-to-toe with these guys. He's ready to go. But, like, not only that, if Ian was a flight risk, he could have done this entire operation...
From anywhere. Yeah.
And, like, and it would have been just as effective. Yeah. So there was... That doesn't make any sense.
Well, and his attorney pointed out, too, that Ian knew that there was an FBI investigation.
Yes.
Right? He found out...
Three years ago.
Yeah, several years ago. So you're right. At any time, he could have just been like, you know what, I'm going to pack up this operation. I'm going to go do it from Tahiti or, you know, somewhere in Mexico or whatever it is, right? You know?
Yeah, I know. When I was on the show back in November, he even mentioned that the FBI was in contact with him. He knew something was coming.
Yeah, I don't know about in contact, but he was aware that something was...
Not in contact, as in a dialogue, but they had reached out to ask him questions.
603-283-6160. If you'd like to join in the conversation here on Free Talk Live, hour number two is coming up next.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over
over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.